Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We'll be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, China, India, you name it, literally all over the world. We'd like to take a moment to introduce you to the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Julie Hagen, Ambassador. We are so privileged and pleased to be here tonight. Amen.
Especially
after the enemy tries with all his might, he hates his lies. And I know why. Because it suddenly gives glory to God. Anytime God is getting glory like this, 2 and 3 billion praises a night going up to him all over the world, in Africa, India, Asia, Russia, China, everywhere. Oh, he can't stand this line. I understand why he would try to get it off all the time. Because he's not receiving glory like this ever. And here God is getting billions of praises. Oh, God be praised for you. Oh, so wonderful, so marvelous, so glorious. Just to give God this praise. And he deserves all the praise. He really does. Praise God for you. Now, our format has changed just a little bit, shifted just a little bit, because the new awakening is a spiritual shift. It's a shift away from bombarding God with just request, asking everything, give me. And now it's thank you. What a change there has been wrought in our lives since Jesus came in. And so we are taking prayer requests on. We're allowing the people to make a prayer request, and then we're thanking God 1,000 times for what he is going to do, and many times what he's already done. Because before you call, he will answer, and while you're yet speaking, he will hear. So if you get a prayer request, get ready to open up your hearts and make a prayer request. I do want to keep my wife, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, on the prayer list. But God will just continually do a great work in her body and heal her. Yes. So we certainly want you to pray for her and pray for our granddaughter, Bria. Both of them doing better. God is using your prayers to answer and to move upon them. Thank you for it. Don't want to be selfish ever. I want to open up the line to you. If you have a prayer request, you certainly have the opportunity to make it known so we can pray for your loved one or for you. Amen. This is not a gossip line. I continue to say that, and we will continue to tell you that. This is a line that really tells us how to pray on target. And we're not trying to find out your personal business to put it anywhere. We just want to know how to, what devils are bothering you so we can bind the devil in the name of Jesus. So the line is open to you. If you have a praise request, I'm sorry, if you have a prayer request, certainly come on and your line is open. Make it known here. We're surely trying to pray for you and then thank God 1,000 times. Or what he's going to do for you in advance. Oh, my God. The line's open here. Anybody? I have a prayer request. All right. That's beautiful. I guess God has answered all the prayers. Amen. Let me try one more time. If there's anybody who has a prayer request that you want put your loved one or you or your family or whoever on this prayer list. Amen. So we can lift you up tonight. This is the opportunity to say something and make it known. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Good evening. This is Ambassador Lex Frierson, area code 616. I praise God for whom all blessings flow, and I thank the Lord for the prayers that went up on last week for my mother, Missionary Frierson, and for President Obama. President Obama has arrived in Cuba, and God is good. And I just want to ask that we continue to pray for my mom and President Obama, that God will keep his arms of mercy and protection around them, and that God will cover them with his blood. Thank you.
Beautiful. Uh-huh. Anyone else? All right. All right, I'm still opening you. You have a prayer request? All right, we have Dr. Joyce Johnson and Dina Johnson, and then Missionary Frierson. Putting myself on that list. Dr. Bernard Johnson. Anyone else? All right, God bless you. Let's pray right now. Somebody can pray for me, and I'll pray for them. All right. Heavenly Father, oh, we beseech you therefore, Lord, by the mercies of yourself, that you would just look on us tonight, on this blog line, and forgive all sin, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, every thought, everything, anything that you didn't like, forgive us for it. Look on Dr. Benny George Johnson, Lord, and touch your body. Continuously heal, Lord, you're doing great work in her. We recognize it and thank you for it. You brought her from a mighty long way. And we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Look on Bria, God. Heal her hip. Make it completely well, Lord. Don't let her have a limp. You just ask you to heal straight. And we thank you for, oh God. Don't let arthritis get in there. Anything like that. Give her a complete healing and a complete good health. Wonderful. And we pray also for Missionary Frierson. Amen. That you would continue to, Lord, let her be completely healed. And in Jesus' name, we pray for our President Obama. The enemy has tried to embarrass him and give him a little respect. Someone said that this president has been somehow treated with more disrespect than any other president in the history of America. Lord, I just want you to call me a fair God. No matter you be fair with President Obama, make his enemies his footstool. God, those who wouldn't support him now before he comes out of office, I pray that you are allow them not to push him up higher, even lower. Make him go down in history as a great, 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 great president. Amen. Let joy be disseminated, Lord. Let him have peace in his mind, joy in his soul, to know that somehow you brought him out. Even in the ninth or 11th hour, you brought him out, God, and you made him all great, great, great. Thank you for him allowing your name to be great under his tutelage. I pray that you bountifully help him and bountifully bless him. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and let your glory be revealed to his life. And God, thank you for his recommendation for a Supreme Court judge. And Lord, let them treat this man fairly know every other brother that didn't have any problems in appointing a Supreme Court judge. You got to leave the one term. This time, Lord, two of them mean a Supreme Court judge. And God let them receive his recommendation as they receive others. Give him favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it bless the nation, not curse it, but bless it. Lord, thank you for everything that you've done for us. God will believe that these things will happen. And just to say so, Lord, we want to thank you a thousand times for these things that I ask you that you are already doing. Oh, God, thank you. And we bless your holy name. I'm asking all those on the prayer line, Lord, if they would take time to start thanking God with us and stick with us. Let's thank God about 20 minutes. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you praise. Come on, saints, wake up. Let's thank the Lord now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Grace and mercy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I know it's taking a person.
A thousand times a night and even more, and leading people
got some people who are thanking 10,000 times a day. Amen. I know Dr. Stern has done that. And this other lady, when I was in Memphis, and she said 9,000. I don't think she had finished that day. It was about 8 o'clock. She said 9,000. Well, I believe she went over 10,000. So, but anyway, what harm is it to thank God 10,000 times? You got to be on the spirit realm to understand something like that. Yeah, God certainly teaches it, and God certainly loves it. Oh, my God. God bless all of you. We're going to let you go and get some family time. I don't really believe in holding people a long time and preaching 3 and 4 or 5 different messages. I may do that sometimes, but I don't. That's not my norm. Amen. When we get to know what we have come to do for the Lord, then I'm going to let you go and have some family time. God bless you. We love you. Yeah, yeah.
We love y'all.
Normally I ask, is there anyone who wants to say something? You got any encouragement words?
Yes, I would like to say something.
All right, go ahead.
This is Ambassador Elect Frierson, area code 616. I would like to ask Dr. Johnson, do we have any new people on the line or any frequent visitors?
Oh, yes, I know we do. I'm seeing new lines popping up all the time. And if this is your first time, and I normally let Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer do that. I don't know if she's on the line or not, but she can do it quite well. Are you there, Dr. Pfeiffer? Ambassador Pfeiffer? All right. Do you have any new persons on the line? This is your first time tonight. Anybody? If so, please greet us. Please greet us. Okay? If there's some people on the line, you've never said anything on this line. We certainly welcome you. That's kind of like a new person. Please greet us. Please greet us. You're on the line. I can see your number. Please greet us. Amen. We ask you just to greet us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening.
Amen.
Amen. Good evening. All right. I can't make you talk. Amen, but I just give you that opportunity. All right, do we have anybody who wants to say a word on the line? If so, the line is still open to you. It's not about me. It's about God's people. It's open to you. Want to say a word of encouragement, a word of a prophecy, anything? Anybody? All right. God bless all of you. We just appreciate you in the name of Jesus. And we love you. God bless all of you. Be encouraged. I know you had a wonderful weekend. Thank God for you. And just go with God and just go with you. All right? God bless you. Oh, somebody trying to say something? Thank you. Good night to you all. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah.